You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Let's go to the phones, and joining us from the Jack's Outdoor here in Fort Collins is Dennis Pendleton. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing great, and I don't think to talk about camping, we could have picked better weather to talk about it. You know, Dennis, there's at Jack's, you can accommodate the most advanced camper with the best gear and all the accessories they need. But we've got a lot of people just getting into every outdoor activity, and camping is no different. So suppose I'm fairly new to camping. Either I really haven't camped a lot, or I've gone camping with my friends a little bit, and I come in and I want to get started. How do you handle that, and what do I have to get?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Terry. This pandemic has introduced or reintroduced a lot of people to getting outdoors and the simple pleasures of being in nature, and the fact that you can do it really on any budget. It depends on how deep you want to dive into it. We're very good about when people come in, you have all the questions. You have all the answers, sorry. We just need to ask the right questions. When people first approach us and they say, I'm looking for a tent. Well, the first thing I'm going to ask them is, well, how much experience do you have? Have you had a tent before? Where do you plan on going? Are you going to be backpacking? Are we going car camping? How many people are going? All of these things are absolutely essential for us to get you into the right product and for you to have a good time. It cannot be replaced.
Now, if people come in and they don't interact with you and don't get you involved, they think they're just going to, you know, a lot of people are afraid somebody's going to sell them something. Well, at Jack's, you want to sell them something, but you want to sell them the right something. What's the biggest mistake, let's say, with a tent that people who aren't being helped tend to make?
Well, honestly, the people that have a lot less experience, they might or might not do some research before they come in. But the very biggest mistake you can make is to only have a price point in your head, and you haven't really even thought out what you're going to do, how long you want the tent to last, what's the weather like, you know, where you go at the altitude, and then look at the features of tents and see, is this going to suit my needs? If you simply want to go in and get the cheapest tent, I mean, we have two-man tents for $30, believe it or not. We have $30 tents. But there's a big difference between a $30 tent and a $400 tent. So you have to understand that when you're going to be out in the woods, if the weather turns bad, that $30 tent might be a bad experience.
No, you're absolutely right, especially you've got a family with kids. Say it's a family and a couple kids we're talking to. Well, you want them to go out and have fun. I know you're a big advocate of getting kids started early so they enjoy camping and it becomes a heritage for them, but you have to keep it fun. And four people or in a couple two-man tents usually doesn't, if you can't get out and do things, isn't going to be as much fun. Where you can, in a bigger tent, you can stay dry, you can stay warm, and you can, you know, you can play some games and do things when the weather gets better. Let's say now I've got the tent. You guys have helped me. You kind of talked about some price ranges. Before we even move on, what other features of a tent are probably important to think about?
Well, you really did hit it there. You know, you want to get the kids out early. If you want them to enjoy it and have good memories and, like you said, make a heritage of it, you need to start them out young. And you need for them to have a good time. You don't want to stress them out. Don't take a kid out and do a 14er if he's 4 years old. You know, it's just not a smart thing. Even though you might be into it, you have to think what is going to be fun for them. That $30 tent is not going to do for you to be up above timberline. However, that $30 tent would be great for your child to camp out in the backyard for the first time. If the weather turns bad, you guys just go inside. If the mosquitoes are bad, you go inside. You make sure that they're enjoying themselves, and they're going to want to continue doing it. Some of the features that you really want to look for, you want to make sure that if you're not going backpacking and you're not worried about weight, this will go straight through all of the categories. make sure that you get a fly that goes all the way to the ground. Then if the wind blows, if it picks up, that tent is going to stick to the ground. The wind will come up and hit it, and it will go over it instead of catching underneath that half fly and wanting to lift it off the ground. If it rains, you're protected. Yes, you might have to stay in the tent for a while, but at least you're not going to be soaking wet. Your bag's not going to get wet. The same thing goes with make sure that it has sealed seams. All these tents are made by nylon being sewn together. Well, if you don't back up those seams that where it was sewn together, it's going to leak. It will leak. There's no question about it. It's going to leak. Now, you can do this yourself afterwards, or you could buy one that already has sealed seams. The simple construction of the tent itself, you don't have to have an engineering degree to look at a tent and go, well, that doesn't look very, you know, that doesn't look very strong. It's very narrow. It sits up really high. If the wind blows, it's going to be, it's going to be trouble. And that pretty much is true. You can look at it, and common sense is going to tell you that looks strong or it doesn't. And sales associates like us, especially the ones that actually are out there doing it, we know we'll be happy to tell you. You know, I want to see people go out. I want them to have a good time. And it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't really matter who they buy product from. I want to see the people get out there. I want to see the industry grow. I like the smile on the kids' faces when they come in and they're telling me, you know, I saw moose. And you should see them light up. It's just the most wonderful thing in the world.
Isn't it, though, Dennis? So, say, Dennis, so I've got my tent or my starter tent, or maybe it's the tent I plan on keeping for 5-6 years. I don't know. But you've helped me. We got a tent. Then do I need sleeping bags?
I would say so, yes. It really does depend on where you're going, who you're going with, the time of year. There's so many variables. As you get into it farther and farther, right now I sleep with a down quilt. I don't even take my sleeping bag in the summer or the fall. And I take a tarp and I sleep on a piece of Tyvek on the ground. But see, I've been doing it since I was a kid, and I've hiked the whole Triple Crown with my son, and we have a lot of experience. I know where to put the tent. I know where, what to do and what not to do, and I'm comfortable with it. If people are starting out and say they've only had one tent, and they're just moving from the car camping world into the backpacking world, you're probably going to have to start piece by piece buying new gear, because the backpacking world is you need things that are lighter and more compactable. Now, when you start, you can have a heavier pack and a heavier tent and a big bulky sleeping bag. It's going to be more uncomfortable for you. You'll do less miles before you need to stop and take a break. And, the heavier your pack, the less you smile, basically. Simple equation there. So how much you spend does end up affecting how you feel when you're out there. But that's not to say that you can't go out very efficiently and very economically and have a great time. You just have to know where you're going and how much weight you're carrying. Know yourself. Don't go out there and expect to carry 45 pounds up a 14er when you don't do it every weekend. Yeah, it won't be
so
fun.
If I'm car camping and I got a couple kids, we're not going to go packing, so the weight doesn't. What do I have to spend to get a reasonable sleeping bag?
You can easily get a reasonable sleeping bag, and I mean a nice synthetic bag for $150. And that's not. I mean, if you start in the Kelty world of car camping, sleeping bags. You can get, there's a Women's Cosmic right now, synthetic 20-degree bag for $99. So, I mean, in a kid's synthetic bag that fits them, their size and everything, you can get one of those for $80. You're not going to break the bank to get enough stuff together to go camping. It's when you start wanting to get into the ultralight world and you want to thru-hike the Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada. That's when you're going to start spending $500 to get a Western Mountaineering sleeping bag. But you know what? You're going to be sleeping in that every night for 6 months. So when you break it all down, you know, it all works out.
We are really out of time, but I want to ask one more quick question. We'll have to keep it brief. So I'm a car camper. I'm new to camping. I've met with you guys. I've gone over the thing. I've got my tent and my sleeping bags. What are the two next most important accessories very quickly?
I'd say you need a headlight, and they're very – I mean, you can get one for $30. And you need a good stove. And you can get a pocket rocket for $45. I mean, most people just rehydrate dehydrated food now. So if you got a pocket rocket and a cheap aluminum cup, the fuel can fits in the cup. The pocket rocket goes on top. It's small. It's effective. You heat two cups of water. That little mini canister of fuel is going to last you a week. And you can eat really nice on the trail, and it doesn't take up much space or room.
All right, my friend. We are out of time, but, of course, they can see you. Normally, you're at the Jacks in Fort Collins. I believe you're off today, but all of the Jack's outdoor gears would be able to help them, and locations all over. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Terry. It was good talking to you.
You bet. Dennis Pendleton, he's from Jackson, Fort Collins, but stop by the Jack's store if you're starting camping. They got whatever level you're at, they have what you need. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Chad LaChance is going to join us, and he says the ponds and soon the reservoirs are ripe for a certain presentation that he loves to throw, and he's going to tell us all about it on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.